Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today in Deacon Reimer's first talk, he talked about the three things that the church recommends to all of us during Lent: prayer, fasting, and charity. And he mentioned that prayer is that means by which we cultivate our relationship with God. And I was just sitting in the back over here, unseen, listening to the discussion that was taking place. And so I heard somebody mention how what struck them was the desire of God to establish a relationship with us. And the readings today, the liturgy, also the prayers of today's Mass, talk about the heart. And as you walk into the chapel, which is dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the words under the statue out front say, "Behold the heart which has so loved mankind." Right? This is the love of God for each and every person, okay, who has ever lived, everyone throughout the world today, desiring to love them and to establish a loving relationship with them. And so God comes down from heaven, takes on our human nature, and seeks to reach out and establish this relationship with us. Now, the readings talk about God knowing our hearts. O just judge, searcher of mind and heart. This is from today's first reading. The responsorial psalm says basically the same thing. O searcher of heart and soul, O just God who saves the upright of heart. So God knows our hearts, and he is looking into our hearts, this place where we have this encounter with God. And we need to search for God, and we need to dispose our hearts to have this encounter. And this is not an easy thing. This is why in today's opening prayer, we actually pray for the grace. And we say, "May the working of your mercy, O Lord, direct our hearts aright." Because we know after the fall, our hearts tend to be wayward. And so we need God's help to have an upright heart, a heart that is disposed to receive him and to receive his love and establish this relationship of love that he wants and desires. And we see that this is the entire problematic of what is going on in today's gospel. Right? Our Lord is here before the people, and there is a great division that occurs among the crowd. They don't know what to make of him. They have different opinions. Some say he is the prophet. This is the Christ. Others are doubting. They're wondering, isn't he supposed to come from Bethlehem and not Galilee? And so there was this division. And so we look at this and we read this, and Jesus knows their hearts, and we can maybe kind of make some guesses on what's going on in their hearts, right? For those who had this doubt, for example, they're referring to the passage of the prophet Micah, chapter 5, verse 2, which says, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days." So the people of God understood that to refer to the Messiah, that he would come from Bethlehem. Now, they knew Jesus was from Nazareth and was a Galilean. He probably spoke like the apostles with that Galilean accent. Then why didn't they ask him? He was claiming to be the Messiah, the Son of God. Another part says that they understood him, that he made himself equal to the Father. If they had any doubts, they could have inquired and asked him for an explanation. So there's a little bit a sign of negligence on their part? How about on the part of the priests and the Pharisees? We see by their responses that really there's envy going on, right? Have any of the authorities or Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, is accursed. So again, we see not such an upright heart in these Pharisees. They too are not seeking to get to the bottom of things. There is one of their members, however, who is trying to get to the bottom of things. And his name is Nicodemus. He's demonstrating that he's a man with an upright heart. Nicodemus, one of their members who had come to him earlier, said to them, "Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he is doing?" Right? Let's find out. Let's ask him about this problem of Bethlehem and Nazareth and Galilee and where he's from and the prophet Micah. Let's first ask him to answer for himself. Nicodemus has an upright heart. By the way, we regard Nicodemus as a saint today. The commemoration of his feast is on August 31st. I mean, not today, but in the church today. But his feast is on August 31st. Right? He eventually became a believer and a Christian. Why? Because he's disposed. He's got an upright heart. He's ready to receive the love of God and to know him and have this personal relationship with him. And look at the last phrase of today's gospel. Then each went to his own house. Because ultimately, this response to God, this response to Christ, and his loving desire to establish a relationship with us, ultimately, it's a personal decision. We each go to our own house. We each, within our own soul, make this discernment, this determination, and this response to Christ's love. And so that's one of the things, as Deacon pointed out, that we want to give attention to during this time of Lent, right? This personal response of prayer, of establishing and cultivating our relationship with God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.